News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. We are back. After 10 weeks away for a summer vacation, Tiger Talk is on the air once again. We are glad to be back with you as we begin basically over the next 42 weeks. We'll have between 35 and 40 shows where we will highlight what's going on at Warsaw Community High School with interviews and with scores and schedules for all the Warsaw Community High School teams. I did not invent this program, but I've been the host for it for the last 22 years, beginning my 23rd year today. And the mission is very simple, and that's to connect the teams, the players, the coaches at Warsaw Community High School with you, the listeners, the people in the community, grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads. And we just want you to know what's going on at Warsaw so that you can appreciate these kids who are making the extra effort and their coaches who are leading them. We have two new coaches that are working in the fall. We will introduce them to you in a little bit. And also at the end of the Tiger Sports Diary, at the end of the show today, we will take a minute to honor the life and the memory of Gene Butts, who passed away this week in an accident just south of the high school. We'll talk about that and give you information on the funeral and the viewing coming up. The Warsaw football team opened up their season last night with a scrimmage at Columbia City. How did it go? We'll ask Coach Bart Curtis about that coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven once again by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon. Generation after generation.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers! When you need new furniture, head to Brower's Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Brower's huge showroom features beautiful sofas, love seats, sectionals, and recliners that will bring a whole new level of comfort and style to your home. Not sleeping well? Check out the full line of premium mattresses at Brower's and add an adjustable base for the ultimate great night's sleep. Hurry in today to 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw. Brower's Furniture and Flooring. It's the name to know and the place to go.
Your windshield, your choice. Dealing with a broken car window can be a real hassle. At Glass Doctor of Indiana, we have the best warranties in the business. Our windshields have the exclusive Windshield Protection Plan, unlimited chip repairs and one replacement for 1 year. With the best reviews, products, service, and guarantees in the business, be sure to demand Glass Doctor. Remember, your windshield, your choice.
Call the Glass Doctor. We fix your panes. Oh, yeah.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank. This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Coach Curtis is talking with us and eating his breakfast simultaneously, which he often does. The diner is once again helping us with our players and coaches for the fall season. They bring them breakfast, and Coach gets the ham steak, right?
I do.
Every day, every week, every week, every year.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Yes, John takes good care of us, and we appreciate that. So here's my question to you, because every week the value in this show is because you're the coach, and you see things so much differently than the rest of us do. And so I'm fascinated maybe more today than any first Saturday of any of my previous 34 years of covering high school football teams to know what you thought about how your team did, because so much of last night is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, I mean, the scrimmages are great. Great evaluation tool. You know, there were a half dozen kids, and we tried to explain this all week and then again reiterate last night, there was a half dozen kids to maybe eight kids who were playing in that scrimmage to get better. There were many kids that were playing in that scrimmage because they're fighting for spots, and we needed to see how they would respond in the line of fire. And literally, we have ideas about where kids are at and how they can perform. And, you know, Roger, the tape doesn't lie.
Yeah.
You know, we take three angles, four angles. I think last night we may have even taken five angles. So every step, every made tackle, missed tackle, made block, missed block, ball security issues, steps, is on tape, and the guys are back now about getting evaluated with their coaches on those things. So, you know, I really love the scrimmage format. I know that there's some schools that run a jamboree, and there's some cool things about the jamboree. And we have discussed maybe, you know, down the road revisiting that. It's more of a football atmosphere, the jamboree is. A scrimmage is more of a practice, very quiet atmosphere with coaches on the field. The beauty of the scrimmage is every kid gets reps.
Yep.
If we played a jamboree last night, there would have probably been 25 kids that got reps. Last night, I think 70 kids took snaps. So that part of it is pretty neat. I think the length of it is good. Maybe they could reduce some things here or there. But I, you know, there's enough positive things that I saw that brought me back this morning to the S building. There's more than enough areas of improvement that will keep all of us busy for unforeseen times. So that's about my evaluation of it. There were some good things. Things that we knew would happen that did, and there were some bad things that we really need to point of emphasis. We really need to make points of emphasis and continue to, for this group to be as good as they can be.
Skilled positions on offense, not a concern. You've got really good people there. The concern on offense is that you lost your top eight offensive linemen from last year's team that played for the state championship.
We did, and, you know, to be honest with you, everything's a concern. Every rep's a concern. Now, who you mentioned as far as the ball-handling kids, we do have some speed. We do have some experience a little bit. Obviously, Brody Duncan, Tucker Reed were starters, played quite a bit last year. Quentin Brock from played halfback last year. He's now our quarterback. You know, he has 13 starts in 2 years.
Yeah.
And has done an incredible job wherever we put him. I mean, you think about last 2 years, particularly as a sophomore thrown into that role. So, yeah, he's already got 13 starts, so we feel comfortable not comfortable, confident reason for optimism with some of our ball handling positions. Our offensive line is brand new, as is our defensive line other than Grady Nelson. That is a work in progress. Coach Jones and Coach Heckman are painstakingly laying the groundwork for that. And, you know, it's going to be a process. It's going to be a painful process at times. Not physically, although maybe during practice they may be uncomfortable here and there. But it's going to be a painstaking process. And the areas of improvement may not be seen until later. You do the things you do. You try to do them right every day. And hopefully those muscle memory cells lock in. You know, everybody else says, well, the light bulb went off. Well, after a while, you got to do something every day, day after day, until it just becomes total muscle memory. And regardless of the front, what happens when the ball is snapped, that those kids just know how to react up front and pick up their schemes.
One of the things that has been true for all the years that I've been here is that when Warsaw has a pool of guys big enough at the big guy positions on the offensive and defensive lines, that's when they have had good football teams. Do you feel like you have the depth of a pool of guys to draw from that you don't have to do what you did last night where you had three guys starting on both sides of the ball on your line?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. That will unveil itself. I don't think that'll be the case. I think there might be one or two kids that rotate a position on defense, on the defensive line. But, you know, you mentioned the word big. We're big. We've got some massive size out there. Right now, we're just dancing around like some dancing bears. Once we get our pad level where it needs to be, once we get confidence in our striking and finishing blocks, I think that group can be not only big, but also effective and efficient. And that's what we're aiming for. Right now, we're big.
Yeah. Okay,
we've got a little girth. But there are times on film, it just kind of looks like our shoulder pads are pointing to the sky. And we're kind of in a little, some pirouettes here and there. And some they do. Right now, they're young dancing bears.
Yeah.
There's not one kid. Well, Andrew Contreras had one start.
Yeah.
It is a very young group of kids that will get better week after week after week.
Well, and that was my next question is, are they working at it? Because that tells you a lot of the potential for future success of anybody in any business. But in football, as we're talking about, if kids are working at it and you can see that they're putting in the time and they've been in the weight room, your optimism about whether that's going to happen or not.
They are. Will it happen on my time frame or what I'd like it to happen with? Time will tell. I can't predict the future. I do know that out of the gate, you know, we're going to find out in a hurry because some of the defensive lines and linebackers we're going to face the next 2 weeks, there's not a lot of room for inconsistency, battle fatigue, or shyness. You know what I mean? Those are some, you know, Fort Wayne Snyder and Warren Central are going to have absolute men up front that know how to use their hands and can shed blocks and can run to the football. So it's imperative that from week zero to week one, we're better. From week one to week two, we're better.
One of the things that I also like about the scrimmage is that you're playing someone else because you've been working against each other in July and then basically for 2 weeks here at the beginning of camp in August, and you've been going up against the same guy who blocks you the same way, who moves the same way off the line, who covers you the same way as a cornerback. Now you're playing somebody else, and that fosters competitive juices that you don't see on the practice field at 3:30 on Monday.
It is, and our kids were excited to compete last night. Like I said, wasn't a game. It's not a game atmosphere. But it is an opportunity to evaluate against somebody other than yourself. One of the things we're mentioning, the talking about the offensive line, a sense of urgency is lacking right now. So that is one of the things that go along with the drills and the skills. And it got a little better throughout the week and got a little better last night. But, you know, it's got to be right now full tilt, 100% ready to go. And sometimes we muddle a little bit in the huddle or getting up to the line and getting set. That sense of urgency that we've had for the past seven seasons, playing like your tail's on fire and like it is your absolute last snap ever, and that the world is riding on how you do this snap, that we're not there yet. But we will be.
You lose not only the number of kids on defense that you lost, but the quality of those kids, not only just as football players, but as leaders, as people. You lost some really, really good kids who had a terrific season on defense. You've got to replace those kids, and you had three guys coming back. Robbie Strong's going to start at safety instead of corner. That's the first time he's been there as a varsity football player. Talk about how the defense has come together.
Well, Grady, Robbie, and Matty Flores are our three returning starters on defense. Fletcher Pohl played quite a bit last year, started a couple games. He is currently the other safety. You mentioned Robbie Strong. Having them take what they've experienced prior, grow from that, and bring the other guys along a little bit. And, you know, Coach Cawhorn and his staff work painstakingly to develop a mentality, develop a demeanor. Every defense has their own unique flavor. There are some non-negotiables. We're going to line up correctly. We're going to be sound. We're going to get off the ball. And we're going to run the ball and tackle. Okay, those are non-negotiables. So regardless of who is in those spots, those are things that are program expectations, defensive expectations. Now, getting the new faces to perform in that manner on every Friday night and every day in practice, you can't not do it in practice and then turn around and expect to happen on Friday night. But it'll come. I think we're a little further ahead right now defensively than offensively. But I think our young kids will have grasped onto how we want to do things, what the expectation is. Don't be too comfortable. I think, you know, one of the things, being comfortable in an uncomfortable sport can lead to bad end results, and we want to avoid that.
Talk about your quarterback situation. You talked about Quentin's going to be the quarterback.
Quentin's quarterback.
He's not going to be the quarterback for the first week. So you had a lot of time and a lot of plays last night for Cohen McCray, and Ethan Rivich got in there. And then at the end,
Brady Sauer.
So we saw Sauer get in there, and he is a really interesting little football player. He is hard to tackle.
He does a nice job. All three of those kids, we feel confident in putting in next Friday night. We're not, again, they're all three different builds, different demeanors, different skill levels. So based on the situation, you might see all three.
Yeah.
You might. You might see two of the three. You might see one of the three. Or maybe you might see somebody you've never met before, Roger. You just never know.
I can't wait for that.
Or you met him, but you just never know.
I can't wait. Well, it was funny this week in practice when I was out there, and Rivich wanders by me and gives me the fist bump, and I go, how do you feel about your situation on the football team this year? Now, how's everything lining up for you? And he winked at me and said, don't be surprised where I might pop up. I was like, okay, I love this.
Yeah.
I love that. So
right now, all positions, But those three guys,
yeah,
did a pretty admirable job last night for the first time under fire this year. And you know, we're gonna go over to Fort Wayne Snyder. We're gonna roll out what we roll out. We've got 4 days, 6 days to get ourselves in a position to do that. And we expect, regardless of who the quarterback is, or who the right guard is, or who the safety is, our expectation is that they perform at a level that's our standard and meets or exceeds their abilities.
Okay, we're going to come back and talk with Coach Chris a little bit more, specifically focusing on these first couple weeks of the season. This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Even though we've grown to over 90 people with 5 locations over the last 30 years, we're still a family-owned business with a pledge from our family to serve your family with honesty and expertise. As a Bryant factory-authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Fix your furnace, upgrade your AC, or take care of that pesky plumbing issue. We're here for you at Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow with Flotec. Online at flotecpnh.com.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
Unfortunately, the end of the boat season is coming sooner than any of us wants. But now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all off-season boating services. Make sure you are ready to go next spring with indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Repower your boat by replacing or upgrading its engine. Splendor Boats can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Research shows vaping is on the rise among teens. One of the most influential factors when a teen is growing up is a strong, open relationship with parents, family, or caregivers. Some ways to take action with your kids is to be checked in, clear and consistent about your messaging and expectations regarding vaping and substance abuse, establish family agreements, and let them know you are there and care. Continue talking to your teens as they get older. This message brought to you by Kosciuszko Cares and the Kosciuszko Drug-Free Coalition. Visit inspire-in.org.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Talk with Bart Curtis, getting ready for the opening game of the season next Friday at Fort Wayne Snyder. Your non-conference schedule, two games, is the hardest non-conference schedule Warsaw football has ever had. And that matches up with your really young and inexperienced football team. Well, that's tough.
Yeah, when we laid this out, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, you know, I remember when we added Warren Central to the schedule back in, 3-4 years ago. And then we'd always opened with Michigan City and, you know, had an opportunity to get Fort Wayne Snyder on the schedule. To me, that just makes that's icing on the cake. You come out against two premier, high-level, high-quality 6A schools that are going to be big, fast, physical, and you get an opportunity to compete against those type of people. Some of the most elite athletes, not only in the state of Indiana, but in the Midwest. Okay, this will be good, not only for our children and our players, but for our parents, for them to see what, you know, what Division I is. Schematically, Both teams are going to be very, very sound. competitive wise. They're going to fly around. They're going to, you know, they're going, their defenses are going to get after us. You know, we watch a little bit of Snyder's Homestead scrimmage already this morning, and we're working on breaking that down. It's going to be a great battle for the Tigers and a great opportunity to compete and make us a better team and program, because really that's the only thing that matters. Okay, yeah, we're going to go over there. We expect to go 1-0 over at Northrop's Field. But the main thing is what we do in August is set up for not only just the conference. The conference is important, although it's not nearly as important as the IHSA tournament.
One of the things, your goal is always to go 1-0, but you're not afraid to go 0-1 if it makes your football team better,
yeah,
right?
I mean, fear's for cowards. You know what I mean? If you're not going to, if you're not going to put your kids in an opportunity to be as good as they can be, then don't do it. I mean, who would, you know, I told you this, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. I've been first, I've been worst, and I'll be both again before I die. You know what? I don't care. I care about presenting opportunities for our kids to be challenged at the highest level and to compete at the highest level and to be the best they can be. And that's why the schedule's set up. So really, I'm not an outcome-based guy. Okay, I don't care what the scoreboard says. I hate losing, but I want to see things done right, and I want to see our kids improve, and that's the best way to do it is play great people.
And what that sets up is you're going to find out how strong your leadership is and what the resolve of your kids are.
Yeah.
Right? But over the next 2 weeks, the next
2 weeks, 10, and then
14 days.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a good group that we need to not ride with the tide of emotions. Okay. When things are going great, like they will. You know, it's easy for everybody to be a great teammate and ride in the crest of that wave. And if things don't go well, which there will be some things not go well next Friday night, I guarantee it. There's great plays. There's not great plays. You need to respond the same way and get ready for the next play.
We did not talk about your special teams, your kicking game.
Okay.
This we have going back 20 years, going back to Jake Rogers and Jordan Kiros, there's been somebody that has stepped into the role of kicker, and you've had one for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Who's the kicker this year?
Well, not sure yet. I got two candidates for PATs and field goals. Freshman John Conley and sophomore Fisher Whitaker. I've got a punter candidate, although we despise punting, Xander Smith,
okay,
out for football, so a soccer player. John's a soccer player as well. And then Luis Munoz Bermudez, first-year football, may end up being our kickoff guy. Don't know yet. Could be him, could be John, or could be Fisher. So we've got some options here. All of them are brand new, pretty much. Fisher was with us last year. Luis was not. John was not, and Xander was not. So it'll be interesting. We'll definitely, next Friday night at 7 o'clock, if we win the toss, we'll defer to the second half. I guarantee you we'll have somebody kick the ball off. Guarantee
For sure.
It. Guarantee it. If I have to do it, I'll do it.
Oh, well, I can't wait to see that. That would be
exciting.
That
would be ugly.
The other part of that is, of course, over the last 10 years between the Mevis brothers and your kicker from last year. You've not had to cover more than about 15 kicks a year, right? Because your kickers have been kicking into the end
they
zone.
Have.
You're going to have people out there that can get people to the ground and keep them from running the kickoffs back.
Strategy is important on that.
And normally that falls to your linebackers and safeties, guys that are good tacklers and can get down the field quickly. And when you have a young team like you've got, that is really a challenging thing for a
game
coach.
Changer. Yeah. You've got to be able to find personnel that, first, is fearless. Second, will do what they're supposed to do. and can tackle well and move in the open space. And that might be the most difficult of the three things I mentioned. You get off blocks, obviously. But maneuvering, breaking down, when to break down, and tackling well in open space is a very difficult thing.
And you also graduated your long snapper?
We did.
And who's going to be the holder?
Right now it's been Tucker Reed, Wyatt Harmon, Quentin Brock, Zach Reniker's been snapping for us along with Ethan Rivich. So yeah, we've got some options there.
And who's going to hold?
Oh, I just listed them. Tucker Reed,
okay.
Wyatt Harmon, Quentin Brock,
gotcha.
I think have been doing the holding.
Okay, and then who's the snapper going to be?
Zach Reniker's been snapping.
Gotcha.
And Ethan Rivich has been snapping.
Good.
Maybe I said that wrong.
I just misunderstood.
Okay.
Blame it on me.
No.
I'm an old guy hit in the head too many times.
I may have switched those up, but yeah, well, that's what we got.
Well, it's going to be a really interesting year.
It is.
I know this for sure. It's going to be interesting, and I'm excited to get it started.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. These kids have been easy to coach. They take hard coaching well for the most part.
Good.
And that's key to improvement. If you're going to pout, if you're going to get sensitive, when a coach is trying to help you improve and maybe comes across and appears gruff, you know, which can happen occasionally. and now you're worried about how it was said instead of what was said. So our kids have been taking coaching well. They've been practicing hard. And our expectation is to be A, better than we ought to, and B, our best in October and November.
I'm excited for next week to see you bring in the kids and start talking to them, because it's a really interesting senior class. Not a very big class, but there's some interesting people on there.
There are. And here's the thing. We're small in numbers, so we have to be big in the things that matter. Bigger in the things that matter. Character, responsibility, accountability, positive leadership, being a great teammate. All those things, because we're small in numbers, those guys have to accentuate the factors that are really important and be big in those areas.
Okay, and they are going to get fed every week when they come in.
Awesome. We'll start two seniors next week.
Yep, by the diner, and they fed coach this morning, and they're feeding the assistant coaches with some biscuits and gravy out there.
If those make it back to the S building.
Well, there's that. So we will see you on Thursday at practice.
Yes, sir. Thursday morning.
Bright and shiny.
Thank you, Roger.
Okay, thank you. Coach Mark Curtis of the Warsaw Tigers, who scrimmaged last night at Columbia City and opened up the regular season next Friday at Fort Wayne Snyder, and you'll hear the game starting at 6:15 right here on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, the girls' golf team is the only team that's officially started their seasons, and we will talk about them and what they've done so far next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
What have you been doing? You look frazzled.
Looking for a new internet provider. My contract's finally up.
You should get Serp. They're really good.
Really? How?
They are fast, reliable, and local. No contracts or hidden fees, and price lock for life.
Sounds too good to be true.
It's easy and affordable.
Okay, I'm in.
Get Serp fiber fast internet today for just $30 a month with auto pay. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you.
Hey, Valley fans, it's Scott at Bobcat. Coach Mo and the staff have this year's team prepped and ready for another great season. Keep that Cub Cadet, X-Mark, and Bobcat prepped and ready for whatever fall has in store for us with a service at Bobcat of Warsaw. That way your machine is ready to react and perform just like these young men on the field. Let's fill those bleachers with the green and gold and cheer these young men on for another great season. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of Death Valley Football.
Booyah!
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. High school sports programs seek to develop excellence year in and year out. So do law firms. At Rock Hill Pinnock, our team of experienced attorneys works together to provide the best outcome for your legal case. Whether it's preparing your will, defending you in a lawsuit, or making sure your rights as a parent are protected in a divorce, the attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock have the experience to fight for you. Call Rock Hill Pinnock at 574-267-6116 to schedule your appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
We have two new coaches at Warsaw Community High School. One of them is Kelsey Eichenauer. She is the head coach of the girls' golf team, taking over for Jack Carpenter. And we will tell you more about her background in just a minute. But her girls are always the first fall sports team out on the field of competition, and they opened up their competition on August the 4th with a tournament hosted by Homestead at Chestnut Hills outside of Fort Wayne. Warsaw finished with a score of 342 in their opening 18-hole match. That was good enough for seventh. Warsaw had two teams in the event, and they finished ninth, also with a score of 416 for their second group. For the first group, you're talking about a lot of young kids coming up through the middle school program and now at the high school level. And a lot of those young kids have performed very well here in the early stages of their first season. Anya Puthakode was the one of those kids that got off to a great start. She shot an 83 in her first varsity match. Vivian Pykich shot a 78. She had the low score for the Tigers. Lily Henderson shot 97. Sophie Stewart shot 97. And Addison Ayler shot an 84 to add up to a team score of 342. For the orange team, which would be like the B team in this case, the second set of five girls that Warsaw put into this tournament, you had Reese Berner, 106, Vivian Spangle, 108, you have Grace McCullough, 116, Eve Fussell, 109, and Adela Huffer had the low score with a 93 to add up to the 416 team count. The girls then came back the next day, went to Plymouth, and played at the old Plymouth Country Club, the Pretty Lake Golf Course. And on that Tuesday, the 5th, Warsaw won that event, the varsity team winning with a score of 337. LaPorte was second with 385, so they won that by 48 strokes. Warsaw's second team finished third with a score of 389. For Warsaw's first team, Anya, 85, Vivian Pykich, 80, Addison Ayler, 85, Lily Henderson, 87, and Sophie Stewart shot 90. For the second team, Adela May Huffer, 102, Reese Berner, 94, Vivian Spangle, 96, Eve Fussell, 97, and Mackenzie Campbell with a 114. Then at the Northwood Girls Invitational on that Thursday, they had three 18-hole matches in the first week. That was at McCormick Creek in Napanee. Warsaw was fourth with a score of 326. St. Joe won it with a 303. Penn and Northridge had finished ahead of them. Northridge, three shots better at 323. Warsaw with a 326. Warsaw had a second team in there that shot 401. That was good enough for eighth. Vivian Pykich, 77. Anya, 83. Addie, 83. Lily, 88. Sophie Stewart, 83. Then also for the black team, Adela May Huffer, 106. Reese Berner, 92. Vivian Spangle, 103. Eve Fussell, 107. And Mackenzie Campbell shot an even 100. Then the girls took on Carroll, and that was on the 11th, so on Monday. The girls shot 176 as a team. Carroll won the two-way match with a score of 154. Warsaw led by Anya's 41, Lily's 43, Sophie 47, Addison 45, and Vivian with a 47. The junior varsity, led by Reese Berner, 46, Vivian Spangle, 59, Eve Fussell, 54, Adela Huffer, 44, and Mackenzie Campbell shot a 51. Then on Thursday, the girls were at Stonehenge taking on Rochester and Triton. Warsaw 166, Rochester 193, Triton 232. For the Warsaw Varsity, Anya 42, Vivian 40, Addison 43, Lily 41, Sophie Stewart 51. For the JV, Reese 51, Adela 49, Mackenzie 55, Eve 53, and Vivian shot a 49. And Brooklyn Whalen competed as an individual and shot a 57. Again, up to this point, girls golf, the only team that has competed in a real official event. There have been some, the tennis team had a scrimmage this week, and today all that changes because we have lots of teams competing. Almost a whole page of events just going on today. For example, the girls' golf team is at Concordia this morning for their golf tournament. The boys and girls cross-country teams at this moment are hosting their invitational out at the Warsaw cross-country course. The girls' soccer team is hosting a jamboree that's already underway at the Tiger Soccer Complex. And the boys' freshman soccer team is at Northwood for a competition this morning. The boys' junior varsity and varsity soccer teams open up their regular seasons today. The boys' JV and varsity are at Carroll. The JV begins at 11, and the boys' varsity match will begin at 1. And the volleyball is hosting McCutcheon and Hamilton Southeastern. All three levels, freshman, JV, and varsity. So there's volleyball going on in the T-Rack and the Tiger Den literally all day today. So if you're looking to get into volleyball, today is the day for you. Of course, no sporting events on Sundays. On Monday, the freshman boys soccer team is at Elkhart at 6 o'clock, and the boys junior varsity and varsity soccer teams have their first home match of the season at the Tiger Soccer Complex with the JV match at 6, and the varsity will follow against Fort Wayne Southside. On Tuesday, girls golf is home at Stonehenge against Homestead at 4:45, while the boys tennis team opens up their season at home against DeBremen at the Tiger Tennis Complex, and that begins at 5 o'clock. The volleyball teams, all three of them, on the road at Fort Wayne Concordia, and that will start at 5:30 for the freshman and the JV, and the varsity will start after the JV match has completed. On Wednesday, girls golf is at Maple Grove Golf Course to take on Huntington North at 5 o'clock. The boys tennis team is also at Huntington North at 5 o'clock on Wednesday. The volleyball teams are all at home on Wednesday hosting Leo, and the freshmen will be in the Career Center gym. The junior varsity and varsity will be in the Tiger Den, and the girls soccer team also is at home. The JV at 6 and the varsity at 7:30 on Wednesday hosting Chesterton. On Thursday, the boys JV soccer team is at St. Joe, and that will be at 5 o'clock. And then at 7, the boys varsity team will take on St. Joe as well. The freshman boys football team will open up their season on Thursday when they take on Northridge at 6:30 at Fisher Field. And Friday, the football team will open up their season on the road at Fort Wayne Snyder. Again, that is a 7 o'clock kickoff. Remember, the game is not at Snyder High School. The game is at Northrop High School at Spuller Stadium, okay? And Warsaw's seating is on the west side. So you're going to park on the east side of the field and walk over to the west side. The good news is, Warsaw fans, you don't have to be in the sun. So if it's warm on Friday or if it's sunny on Friday, you have the shade side of the field. So good for you on that. We will be looking into the sun broadcasting the game, but that's okay. We have ways around that. But keep that in mind. The game is at Northrop High School, Spuller Stadium, and it's really easy to get to it. Take 3069 North, get off on Coldwater Road and go north, and it's, I think, the first light on your left. It's right there. So we, again, have two new coaches that are coaching this fall. Kelsey Eichenauer is the new girls' golf coach. She was a Manchester girls golfer from 2015 to 2018, was a team captain, and she knew her way around a golf course. Sectional team champion in 2016 individual medalist at the sectional in 17 and 18, conference medalist in 3 years, 2016, 2017, 2018. Of course, was all conference in the TRC for all 4 years of her varsity career. Academic all-conference first team twice. Academic all-state in 2018. Went on to Valparaiso, was on the women's golf team there for 4 years. Was the MVP on the Valpo golf team from 2021 to 2022. Academic top of her class award in 2023. Presidential Academic Honor Award three times. Missouri Valley Conference Commissioner's Academic Excellence Award 2021, clearly a leader on and off the golf course. Was a volunteer assistant under Jack Carpenter last fall, and the girls naturally have warmed up to her very quickly. And again, it's a very young group, and she's a very young lady. So this is working out very well. They are growing together, and it's working out beautifully. The other coach that is new to Warsaw is Zach Harding. Zach Harding takes over for girls golf, or for girls soccer. He is the new head coach there. He is a military vet, spent 4 years in the Army. He's currently teaching engineering and technology, just starting his fifth year in the Warsaw Area Career Center. He's been married to his wife, Christina, for 23 years. They have three little ones who aren't really little anymore, 16, 13, and 10. And for the past years, 3 years, he's been working in girls travel soccer. So he knows his way around the soccer pitch, and he is working with our girls this fall. Couple other of notes that we want to pass along today. Evan Frass, you remember him. He was an assistant football coach at Warsaw. Worked last year or 2 years ago as like a sports intern. He was an event host, learning the ropes of being an athletic director. Went to Northwood, was the dean of athletics at Northwood, which means he was second in command under A.J. Reisdorf. And now he is the new athletic director at Mishawaka, his old stomping grounds. That's where he went to high school. He played football under Bart Curtis there. And now he is the AD at Mishawaka. And I am so excited for him and happy for him. And we can't wait to see him here in a few weeks. Also, you may have heard the news a couple of weeks ago. The Wauwatosa School Board decided to discontinue gymnastics at both Wauwatosa High School and the middle school. And the Wauwatosa Gymnastics Club officially canceled its 501c3 status. They couldn't use the annex gym anymore. It just wasn't safe. There's liability issues. There's space issues. And so they were looking for another place to be, either an existing building, or they were talking about building a new building specifically that would house gymnastics. And because of state funding and things that are going on, it just didn't work out. So they have shut down the Wauwatosa Gymnastics Program. And, of course, we lost a dear friend here this week. We will talk about that as we wrap up the program next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another year of Tiger football. All the football teams and cheer squads have worked hard this offseason getting stronger and preparing to rock the gridiron each and every game day. Just like those student athletes, your Bobcat and Exmark equipment has worked hard all summer long. Reward that equipment by bringing it in for that fall service so it's ready to roll next year. Now that your hard work is out of the way, let's go out and support our Tigers for another great football season. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of both Warsaw Tiger football and Warsaw Tiger cheer.
Booyah! Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School football game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? Sim is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner Tiger, and get ready to roar in the Sim Zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and investing. Visit sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Before we start talking about Gene, I think it would be wrong to not mention that the athletic department has moved. That happened during spring break, and we talked about it during the spring edition, but I know that there are a lot more people listening today than do during the spring. So the athletic department has new offices. It's in the same general area of the high school that it was, but it's moved down the hall. So that little parking area where behind the high school between the baseball field and the weight room, okay? That if you want to go to the athletic department, you're going to park back there. And as you walk up toward the old door 22, you will notice on the left there's a door with a big sign that says athletics. That's what you want. That's where Amy and Leslie will greet you. That's where Mr. Binkard and Mr. Houck have their new offices. And Amy Nelson is also in there for the marketing department at Warsaw Community High School Athletics. Okay, that's where they are now. Once you're in the building, then you will see how things work. It's beautiful. They've done a really good job with it. They're not done with it. They're still adding things and making it look really cool. And so that's where athletics is. I now am in a different place also. I have moved across the hallway from that little office, the break room. I no longer work in there. I'm circled behind the athletic department when they moved, and now I'm in the old athletic department. If you're familiar, I'm in Michael Houck's old office. So if you want to come see me, then you can do that. But that's where I am now. And it looks really nice. It's become home for us, and we're really excited about that. I tell you that because of what happened on Tuesday. On Tuesday, I'm working in my office. It's a little before 11, and even from my side of the building, the west side of the building, I could hear the ambulances and fire trucks going by, and you were like, well, there's been a bad accident down the road, and that's exactly what happened. And what had happened is our good friend Gene Butts, longtime athletic supporter at Warsaw, former athletic director at Warsaw, had been in the accident, and he had lost his life at the age of 94. He graduated from Beaver Dam High School, right? Got a teaching degree at Manchester, got his master's from IU, started his teaching career in Silver Lake, then went to East Ward Elementary, right? Then moved into the new Lincoln Building. Now, this is the obituary that is, according to the obituary that was written about him online at Titus Funeral Home. The new Lincoln Elementary School building. When you hear that, don't be fooled. That's not the new building that is up there now. That's the old building when it was new. When they built that building, he was part of the first group that worked in there. Of course, eventually he became a coach there, many years of teaching there, became athletic director for Warsaw High School, finished his career teaching at Leesburg Elementary. You may know him for all those things or any of those things. You probably also know him as an umpire and a referee. 55 years as a baseball umpire for the IHSAA, 17 years as a baseball umpire down in Florida for the Florida High School Athletic Association. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2013. He worked the Pan Am Games in 1987. He also worked spring training games for the Red Sox, the Indians, and the Tigers. When I first met Gene, he's telling me stories about being a spring training umpire, and they were so convincing, and they were so, they included so many names of people that I knew in baseball that I didn't believe him. I said, this old man's making this up. And then I watched a spring training game on ESPN one spring, and he was the home plate umpire, and I literally fell off my couch, and it led credibility all the way, circled back, and every story he'd ever told me, I realized, was true. He won the 2010 Center Circle Award from the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, and now there is a memorial fund established in his name, the Gene Butts Memorial Fund, through the Kosciuszko County Community Foundation, and its purpose is to help elementary students at Lincoln Elementary in their athletics pursuits. Visitation is on Thursday, August 28th from 4 to 8 at Titus Funeral Home in Warsaw. And a life celebration funeral will be held on Friday, August the 29th at 11 a.m. at the funeral home. And our hearts are broken, right? Our hearts are broken at this news. When someone came into my office and told me that there was an accident and that it was fatal, of course, I was concerned. And when they told me who it was, I literally could not speak. And a lot of you, when you heard this news, were in that same situation. We have lost someone very dear to us. We have lost someone who gave much to the young people of our community over many, many years, in many, many capacities, in many, many roles. And a lot of people this week have reflected back on the life of Gene Butts, who is a friend and will always be a friend. And his legacy will live way beyond he did. 94 years, born in 1930. And think of all the things he's seen. The Great Depression, World Wars, military conflicts, changes in technology, change in the way you umpire baseball, the way you referee basketball, the game of baseball, the game of basketball, all that has changed, and he saw all of it. And he was there to be a part of it in the way that he was. If you knew Gene, you knew that he was a straight shooter. He would never pull punches. And I appreciated that about him. And I'm going to miss him. We're all going to miss him. Each and every Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., we will be here. Coach Curtis will bring in players next week. We'll have a couple of guys in the team that we will talk about and talk with, and you'll get to know them a little bit better each and every day as we go along. Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. We thank R&B Car Company once again for their title sponsorship, and we thank the Diner for feeding our coaches and players over the course of the season. Have a great Saturday, everyone. We will see you back here next week as we talk about the Tigers and Fort Wayne Snyder in their opening game of the year. Cubs and Pirates again this afternoon at 1:45 on News Now Warsaw. Gary Sullivan is coming up next.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsawtigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.